This meditation is focusing on balancing the chakras with a particular attention given to the Anya chakra. This chakra is located at the third eye, it's the sixth chakra, and it's associated with vision, sight, but I think vision is a better word because it's perception and understanding, how we see things, and hopefully helping us to see things a little bit more clearly. So this meditation is really better done sitting upright. So make certain that you're in a comfortable position. Hopefully your hips are higher than your knees. If not, try to find something to sit on that will lift your hips, whether it's a rolled up blanket, a block, or maybe even just sit on a chair so that your hips are level with your knees. The idea is that with the hips level with or slightly higher than the knees, we can keep our spine long and tall. It eliminates slouching, and that's particularly important for this meditation. Once you find yourself sitting tall, roll your shoulders back. Lengthen your spine. Imagine lifting the very peak, the very highest part of your skull, towards the sky. Another thing that helps is to imagine that you're resting the back of your head and your upper back and your hips up against a wall. All three of those points along that same wall. And imagine growing taller along the wall. As you do that, you may notice your chin drop just a notch. Once you find yourself in this long, tall position, take a moment to relax those parts of you that don't need to be helping you stay upright. So, for example, your forehead, the muscles around your eyes, the jaw, soften your neck, your throat. Relax your upper back and your shoulders. Let your arms be heavy and relaxed and see what feels better, palms up or palms down on your lap. If you feel that there's any gripping that's not really helping you to stay upright yet relaxed, maybe rock back and forth just a little bit. See if your balancing point needs to shift. Now, once everything feels aligned in a position that you can maintain for a few minutes, let's start to shift the focus into the breath. Just notice your breath for a moment. The rule of thumb is we always need to notice something, pay attention to it, before we can begin to shift it or change it. You might notice that simply by becoming aware of the breath, you begin to slow it down and deepen it, almost as if you instinctively know that that's the pattern that you need right now. Whether you've already begun doing that or not, let's start to do that now. So begin to bring the breath a little bit deeper. Imagine that instead of just filling the upper third or two-thirds of your lungs, you're drawing the breath down into the bottom parts of your lungs. There's no strain here. This should feel comfortable. And as your breath gets a little deeper and slower, begin to create a visual Imagine that along the length of your spine, there are two channels, one along the left side and one along the right side. The one along the left side begins at the left nostril, flowing over the throat, all the way down to your tailbone. And of course, the one on the right side begins at the right nostril, flowing over the roof of the mouth, over the throat, and all the way down to the tailbone. And as you breathe, imagine that you're breathing evenly through both nostrils and follow that path of air, inhaling through the nostrils, over the roof of the mouth, over the throat, down to the tailbone. And as you exhale, reverse the path, flowing from the tailbone up the length of the spine, over the throat and out the nostrils. With each inhale, visually follow this path through the nostrils, over the throat to the tailbone, and back out again. As you follow the path, get very curious. Notice if any areas from the throat to the tailbone feel a little tight or constricted. Imagine your breath functioning like a little scrub brush, going down and cleaning up any areas that are congested or stuck along those two pathways. Just as though your two energy pathways were a hose, think of your breath as something that's going through and cleaning up any clogs. If your mind wanders, gently draw it back. Take three more deep breaths, following the breath from the nostrils to the tailbone and back out again. Last three. And as you breathe that third exhalation, we're going to make a shift. Now, we'll breathe from the nostrils, over the roof of the mouth, up to a space between your two eyebrows. And then reverse the path, breathing from that space between the two eyebrows, over the roof of the mouth, and out through the nostrils again. This is a much shorter path, but continue to keep the breath slow and deep, just taking your time to make your way between those two points. This little spot between the two eyebrows is that Anya third eye chakra. And tactily, it can be very sensitive. So as you bring a little attention to it, you may notice it responding by tingling a little. Let's work a little deeper with the energy of the third eye chakra. So as you inhale through the nostrils over the roof of the mouth to that third eye, pause for just a moment when your energy hits that spot. Just suspend the breath a little bit on the inhale and then exhale again. As you inhale from the nostrils up to the third eye, pausing, just suspending the breath for a moment on that inhale, envision a little circulating energy, perhaps like a little vortex, right there on that spot before you proceed to exhale again. If your mind wanders, gently draw it back. And we'll take just a few more breaths following this pattern. And now we'll make a shift. This time, as you inhale through the nostrils up to that space between the two eyebrows, exhale to a spot right in the center of your head, straight back. Inhale back to that space between the two eyebrows and exhale straight back to a spot right in the center of your head. This path is even yet a little shorter, but do keep the breath deep. Work slowly between the third eye right in the center of the mind, right in the center of the brain. If your mind should wander, gently draw it back. Just a few more breaths like this. After your next exhalation, when your focus returns to that third eye, just return to normal breathing. Let your focus stay maintained at the third eye for another few breaths. Perhaps it's feeling a little warm or tingly. Maybe not. Let your mind return to the rest of the body. Perhaps you're feeling a little more relaxed. And now lower your chin toward your chest and slowly open your eyes.